Hello?
Yes, hi, this is Jerry calling from Florida International University. We're conducting a survey on residents' perceptions of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and your household. Let me ask you, is your home a single family home, town home, apartment condominium, manufactured, or mobile home?
Single family home.
Okay, and do you own or rent?
Excuse me?
Do you own or rent?
Rent.
Okay, now please tell me, in what year was your home built?
I don't know.
Okay, that's okay. And how many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
19.
Okay. Now, have you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following? Tropical storm, category 1 hurricane, category 2, 3, 4, or 5?
Yes.
Which one?
All of them. Yeah.
Okay, and do you remember the names and year?
I do not remember the names, but I saw. I think it was 2013 to now. So all the hurricanes from then to now.
Okay, thanks for the detail. Now, have you or any adults in your household live in a home physically damaged by a hurricane?
No, not right now.
Okay. And how vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane-related tornado or flood and haze, or do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat, or not too vulnerable?
No, not too much, because we have precautions.
Okay. Now, if a serious hurricane threatened your home, how would you prepare?
We'd put shutters up, and then, yeah, put shutters up, grab flashlights, and pack up on water and non-perishables.
Okay. Now, when will you begin to prepare your home for a hurricane? When a hurricane watch is issued, when a hurricane warning is issued, or your home is already prepared and could be secured within a few hours?
Warning, when a warning is issued.
Okay. And consider yourself and others in your household. How certain are you that your household will have all the information needed to protect yourself and your home from hurricane damage? Are you very certain, somewhat, or not certain at all?
Sorry, say that again.
Yes, consider yourself and others in your household. How certain are you that your household will have all the information needed to protect yourself and your home from hurricane damage? Are you very certain, somewhat, or not certain at all?
I'm very certain.
Okay. Now, please select your top 3 sources of information. Internet sources other than social media, radio, TV, newspaper, print media, friends and family, social media like Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, or YouTube, WhatsApp?
Local news. It's all like my local news.
And through what media? Radio, TV, newspaper?
TV.
Okay.
Yeah.
What else? What other source of media can you utilize? For example, newspaper, friends, families, radio?
Yeah, mostly social media. I'll say social media, Hurricane Watch, stuff like that regarding Florida.
Okay. Thank you. Now, on a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being less prepared to 5 being most prepared, how will you rate your household preparedness?
Four.
Okay. Now, have any of these factors impact your ability to prepare for a hurricane? Cost of insurance, cost of food and other essentials, cost of housing, cost of childcare, property taxes, transportation costs, loss of income or employment?
No, they have not.
Okay. Now, is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
No, it is not.
Okay. Now, when will you evacuate? If a hurricane watch is issued, if a hurricane warning is issued, if a Category 3 hurricane or stronger was going to hit your home within 24 hours, if emergency management officials order you to evacuate, or probably never?
When an evacuation is issued.
Okay. Now, if you need to evacuate, where will you go? To a local shelter, to the house of a nearby friend, family, another location within the state, as far as possible to another state?
I would likely go to, depending on where it hits, a friend or a family member.
Okay. Now, how many vehicles are available in the household?
Three.
Okay. And if a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government should help to reimburse your costs? Federal government, state government, local government, or government should not be involved in recovery efforts?
Local government.
Okay. Now, on a scale of 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that local building codes are being enforced?
A 3. Oh, sorry, I have to go, unfortunately. I have to answer this call, but thank you.
Oh, I understand. No worries. Thank you for your time. Bye.